Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers FFPL podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastical Mick, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on for the season. However, we'll also be talking about much more. So, kick back, stay tuned, and enjoy. Well, folks, Game Week 22 is still in progress as we are recording. However, I'm very happy to say Hector is back with us, and Eamon is here, as usual, with us. Hector, you were missed last week. How are you getting on?
Very good, I am. It was good to be here. You know, I had busy week since I was here last chatting to everybody.
Indeed. And we'll come to that in a moment. Eamon, as always, you're very welcome back here. You've had a good week since we last spoke, I take it?
Well, I could complain, but I won't. It's good to be here as always. Nice to see Hector to turn up this week, and I'm looking forward to hearing what happened to him. We don't have any football. Well, as you said, Game Week 22 is in progress at the moment, and we're waiting to see what happens there. I think we have a little bit of action this week. We're waiting for the result of the Man United Leeds match to come about, and we'll see the shake-up in the table there as such. Can I ask any word from the Captain Fantastical Mick?
No, Eamon, nothing from him so far. I'd probably say, you know, he's getting settled in over in Blackpool, so we'll have to give him a chance as such, you know.
I don't know about getting settled in, because especially after the defeat at the weekend to Middlesbrough, that 3-0 defeat is going to smart. That's going to hurt him there. And the goal difference isn't really helping them. They're in relegation battle in the championship. He's going to have to pull up his socks and that of all the players and get moving if he's going to survive. Keep up the good work, Mick, and don't forget about us over here. Your fans miss you.
Thank you for that, Eamon. Hector, now you took yourself off to Monaghan last week to see if you could flush out this mystery recitation man in Maidu. You've established he's in Monaghan, from what I gather here, and you had decided, based on an email from this guy, that the Monaghan Market House might shed some light, that there was people there doing recitals and songs and yarns and stories, all of that sort of stuff. Tell us, how did it go? Is there any revelations for us?
I have to say it no work out.
Sorry?
It did not work out, Eamon. It didn't work out.
What do you mean it didn't work out? She were gone. How did it not work out, Hector?
Well, you see, I went on the wrong day.
I'm sorry, you went on the wrong day, but we established that it was going to be on the Tuesday, the 31st of January. We all knew this. Our listeners knew this. How did you get on the wrong day? What part of the email from the mystery recitation man did you miss?
Well, I tell you this. I was looking at a calendar.
Sorry, you were looking at a calendar.
No, Eamon, no. Eamon. I was looking at the calendar and I thought that the 31st was on the Wednesday. I got the days mixed up.
How did you get the days mixed up? I mean, does your calendar not tell you when the 1st of the February starts?
Not my one, no. It gives you the days and then you have to flick it over and you go into February then.
Okay, so you looked at the calendar and you thought that the 31st of January was on the Wednesday. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, that was right.
What's wrong with you? Are you blind?
Well, no, Eamon, now that you mention it, I knew there was something different about Hector. He's wearing glasses.
Ah, so he is.
I looked, my vision for the last couple of, like maybe 2 or 3 months, has been a little fady. And when I look at calendar, I get the days, the lines for the Tuesday and the Wednesday. They mixed up and that's why I thought he was on the Wednesday. And I said to my friend, we go up on Wednesday. My friend bring me up. We arrive up there at the market house and it's closed. Nothing going on. My friend said to me, what has happened? We drive all this way here, you know, spend the day driving up and then nothing happened. And I had to go on the local shop nearby and I say, where is the yarn spinners? And they say, what are you talking about? That was yesterday. Then my friend go loco and saying, Hector, you're wasting my time and my fuel bringing us up here and nothing going on. I no drive you anywhere. anymore. And that's it. I bring you home. Find your own way. It don't go down too well.
By all accounts, it didn't sound like it was a good journey. Well, what was the journey back like, can I ask? Because your friend, you said, went local.
He don't really talk to me. He huff puff and he said, Hector, don't say nothing to me. I apologize, I pay him for fuel. He said, get away with money. I do not want it. Wasting time.
Yes, I totally agree with your friend there. You are wasting time. This investigation is a waste of time.
Amen. Let's see where this goes. Anyway, so we have no update on the investigation. Is this what you're telling us?
Nothing, because when I come back, my friends say, Hector, go get eyes tested. You know, you blind as bat nearly. Now I can see, I say, but thing little fuzzy. So I go and I get eye test.
So I'm sure that was an experience for you. Have you been to an optician before?
Never, no. Never been to no optician.
Okay, and how did that go for you?
I did not know what to expect. A friends of mine, they said that they go to a particular optician. And I had to go and get myself over there for a start. And I had to go and get the bus this time because my friend say, I no drive you any place, Hector. And I had to ring up because when I called the first time, they had big sign on door saying, appointment only, you have to ring first. I did not know that. I was knocking on the door and the girl inside say, have you got an appointment? And I say, no, I have no appointment. And she say, ring number, make appointment, come back. So I rang number and then she say, we have nothing for you today. You have to come back another day. So I had to go home. And then I had to get a bus again to come back over.
Can I ask one question here? And I'm sure Eamon is wondering about this. Where did you go to the optician?
I went to Longford.
Okay. And why did you not go to one nearer to where you're living?
Because the optician there is closed down. He retired and there was no other optician to take over. My friend said the optician here in the Longford, they say it was very good, and I took him at word.
Okay, so, I mean, what is the travelling time by the bus, Hector?
About an hour 10 minutes.
Okay, so you were actually travelling 1 hour and 10 minutes, and you didn't even make an appointment, you just turned up on the hoof.
Yeah, I turned up, but then I make appointment, and then I come back, and so I sit down there, and they give me form, they say, hey, what's your style and stuff?
What's your style? Is this for your glasses?
No, it is for, how I like to dress.
Well, that shouldn't have taken too long to fill out.
What do you mean, Eamon? I dress stylish, yeah, you know. Sometimes I come in with the dicky bow, sometimes I not. But what's wrong with that? I have, a nice jacket, a nice shirt. The forum wanted to know, do I shop with friends? Do I shop online? Do I dress smart casual suit? You know, I be a stylish man like this, sometimes I have the suit on. And then the next thing, then the optician man, he come out and he say, come at me. He brought me into this back room. He said, sit down there. And madre mia, I see all of this equipment in front of me. It's like a space station. And I think to myself, oh my lad, I'm getting eyes tested, not getting surgery done on my eyes, surely.
Okay, what happened so? What was the first thing that they tested you for?
He told me to put my chin on this little stand thing, and then he says, don't keep your eye open. He says, I'm going to spray air into your eye.
Okay.
I take it that's to test the pressure, is it?
Yes, right, Eamon. Very good. Yes, you have had this before. I got blast of air in the eye. I nearly fell backwards off the chair, and then the man said to me, sit back down, it's not that bad. You have to do the other eye. I sit down there, and I'm hanging onto the desk, so I, ready for it, and bang, I get another blast in the eye. And then he, he said, come over, and he says, can you see this balloon?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's probably looking at a balloon in front of him there.
Eamon, would you stop it? Yes, Hector, so you were looking at a balloon.
Yeah, I had to look at the left eye and then the right eye, and is it clear, is it not? And then he sat me down in his big chair then, and he says, oh, start reading these letters. And I went reading them there, and look, he's click, there's this, and then he had these circles, which is clear and that. And after that, then he put these drops in my eyes. And I tell you something, I thought someone had put something like, the closest thing I could say this would be like is, you get the shampoo in the eye and it stings.
Oh yeah, that's a killer, that's all it is. That's unless you're using that Johnson's baby shampoo, all that. And if that other stuff gets into your eyes, oh, well, Lord, it's stinging. Isn't that right, Eamon? Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, I don't have that much hair to wash these days. But yes, that has happened, down the years. I found sometimes you'd be opening up the shampoo and maybe as you're lifting the lid, a piece of the shampoo will fly out and miraculously land in the eye. And then, between the shower coming down on you and the tears out of the eye, it's total waterworks. So I feel for Hector at that point.
Okay, so you're blinded by the spray, is that right?
The drops.
All right, blinded by the drops. What happened then?
Then he says, come over. And he says, I was taking photographs of your eye. And I thought to myself, my eyes are watering. Why he want to take a photograph of this? And I sat on the chair and I thought he wanted to take a photograph of me. And I sat and I struck up my pose. I folded my arms across my leg. The guy said to me, what are you doing? And I says, you want to take a photograph of my eyes? I'm getting into a position. And he said, no, he said, I want you to put your chin on here in the stand. I will take the photographs that way. So he says, keep your eye open. Do not blink. Keep it open. I thought, will he take photograph now? Because my eye want to blink. And he says, no blink. Keep open wide. I'm staring like a wild animal. And then he says, all done. Finally, then he said to me, I want you to play a computer game. I thought to myself, I have played FIFA before, no bother. He gave me this little small stick, a button on top, and he said, put your eye. And then, he gave me the stick with a button, and then he tried to turn me into a pirate by putting a patch over one eye.
A pirate? What is that all about?
Eamon, your guess is as good as mine. I was sitting there with a white patch over the eye, and I thought he was going to say to me, say, or something like that.
I'm sorry, what?
You know how the pirates do, they go,
Go on.
And then he says, you look in your eye, your right eye, look at the light. There's four little red dots in front of me. Then he's a little white light flashing. And every time I see it, I had to go pressing the button. And then he said, I have to do the other eye. So I say, oh, no bother. I suppose you want me to patch up the other right eye. And he says, oh yeah, pull it over. I pull it over and it fall off and I stick it on again and fall off. And he says, you have to angle it certain way so it lie against your nose nicely. And again, I'm pressing buttons. And then he said to me, that's it, it's all done.
Right, well, that sounds like a bit of an experience for you, Hector, anyway. The sort of prognosis is you need glasses. You're wearing glasses anyway.
Yes, I have my vision kind of, short, so I need something to sharpen everything up close to me now, so I can see Eamon much better now.
And don't be staying too close to me and looking at me, back off there, Hector.
All right, okay, so that's the optician for Hector. This is, it's always nice to have Hector returning back to us. You do come in with some stories. And you got the glasses anyway. So you're happy out and you can see. And you're no further with the investigation.
Okay, well, can I say something here?
Oh, yes, please.
I wanted to put out this announcement. I know that the recitation man, he listens to our show because he has contacted us, so he is listening. And I think what I will do is say, if you're listening out there now, I invite him to come onto the show and meet me. And we will sit down and we will talk on the show. And we will have questions, a recitation maybe, mano a mano. I will do one together. But maybe we would do one, live on the show here, maybe. I know. But I would say, I will put out invite. I will put hand out to shake his hand to come on show. And we maybe put all of this behind us and put to bed, finish up the investigation. What do you think, lads? We, Mr. Recitation Man, will you do that?
Well, he's not here at the moment, so he's not going to answer you like that quick unless he emails in.
But look, you put out the request. Hopefully he's listening. Perhaps he might take you up on it, Hector. We'll have to wait and see. You could only ask, Hector, and you have asked. And look, hopefully it'd be great, actually, if you would come in. I'd enjoy it. I think it'd be great. Hector, the recitation man, finally, coming face to face after all these weeks, all these months now. Seems a long time since that recitation was in my day. I'm starting to vaguely forget what that man looked like now it's that long.
Okay, right. Well, we'll see. If he's listening to it, he might get in touch now. And Can I ask, Eamon?
Yes, you can ask.
Is there any Eamon tackles coming this year? I mean, since we've come back, you've been a silent. You're not complaining about anything, which is probably a good thing, some of our listeners would say. But I'm just wondering, is that the end of Eamon tackles?
Eamon tackles will be back. I have a couple of things that I'm working on there, but I think time and patience is what we need. I will be tackling. Don't worry. The public and the listeners should not fear. I will be tackling issues that irk quite a lot of us, and I will be raising these and bringing this to the fore. So it's all in good time, baby.
Now, Hector, we had no Hector's hello last week, of course, because you were missing in action.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So we had the host's hello instead.
What? Huh?
Yes, that's right, Hector. The host done the hellos, and I have to say, to the point, we had a very good show last week. It was very much to the point, didn't dawdle or, as you would say, dolly dally dilly or whatever that is, Hector, you usually come out with there. It was to the point, we done the table, the managers. Did you not listen to the show, Hector?
No, I was getting my eyes done.
I'm sure, Hector, you could still be listening to the podcast. You don't need the glasses there to see the podcast.
No, but I had a few things to do. I will listen to it this evening. I will.
Sure, that's great. Sure, here our own fella's not listening to the show. And he's expecting other people out there to listen. At least Mick's listening to us.
Oh, is he listening to us?
Oh, he is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Blackpool's come up as an area that the podcast was downloaded. And that'll be Mick. Sure, who else in Blackpool is going to be listening to us?
That's true, that's true.
Okay, Hector, have you any hellos for us now, this week, since you're back?
I do, yes. Can I go ahead now?
Please do. The microphone is all yours.
Thank you. Hello there, listeners, and a very welcome to Hector's Hellos. And this is a shout-out to all our listeners, especially our listeners in Dublin, Mayo, Monaghan, Galway, Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Derry, listeners in Liverpool, Edinburgh, in London, Blackpool. That's probably Mick, isn't it? That's probably Mick, yes. Okay. We have listeners in Leeds, Bradford, Bangor, Cardiff, Grimsby, place called Loughborough. I think it's called Loughborough. Or Loughborough. It looked like a spell of like the Loch one. Norwich, Basingstoke. We have our listeners in Germany, Frankfurt on Main, Laffen, Bavaria is there, Kuala Lumpur, Italy, France. Then we have our listeners in Greece.
How much more is this going to go on? This is getting torturous.
Eamon, don't interrupt him. We're nearly finished, I'd say.
Yes, where was I? You were in Greece.
I wish he was in Greece.
Huh? Go ahead, will you, Hector?
I was in Greece, South Africa, our listeners there, listeners in India, Japan, and we have our listeners in Australia, New Zealand, Spain, Argentina, Brazil. Hi, Mom. Hope you're all doing well. I got the glasses. Where are we now? Oh, yeah. Mexico, Iran, Oregon, Nixon, Missouri. We have listeners in Portland, Rock Springs in Wyoming, New York, Detroit, Lewistown in Pennsylvania, Montreal, and Dawson City in Yukon. That's everything.
Hallelujah for that.
Thank you for that, Hector. We've a few different places popping up there. What was that last one?
The Dawson City in Yukon.
All right, okay. That's up near Canada. That's in Canada, Alaska, up that area there. Okay, very good. Well, look, we're pleased all the listeners are joining us, and we hope everybody is keeping well. Okay, lads, that's it. We're wrapping up the show. Our next episode will be looking at Game Week 22. And we're going to see what's happened. Because there's been a bit of action. Movement on the table already. And Eamon, I think you're itching to get talking about it once this Game Week is finished.
And it's certainly lighting a fire under me, I have to say. I'm impressed with what I've seen so far.
Excellent stuff. Eamon, thanks for dropping in. Hector, welcome back. Good luck with the glasses. And Mick, you're listening to us. Don't forget, get in contact with us. We're still waiting. And to our listeners, yet again, thank you for joining us, for listening, subscribing. Don't forget to tell your friends, families, colleagues, the person on the street that you meet. Tell them about us. Tell them to follow us. Email into us. We'll give you a shout out. And all it really just remains for me here to say is that I want to wish you a good, you know, couple of days that are coming up. Enjoy the weekend when it arrives. But basically, take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves and stay safe. And have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and a good night wherever you are in the world. Take care. We'll be back next week. Slán.